In the name of Jesus, amen. Simon Peter was one of the three fishermen together with James and John that Jesus called early on and said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Of all the disciples, I think Peter is mentioned most frequently in the Passion readings, probably for good reason. He's a regular guy with a sea of emotions and actions, but he's also a human being for whom Christ died, forgives, keeps in the faith, and gives him a wonderful life as a Christian, like you, like me. It's to Peter, together with James and John, that Jesus showed his resurrected and glorified body on the Mount. Shortly before Jesus enters into Jerusalem, he asked his disciples what people were saying about him, and it was Peter who said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said that my church will be built on this confession, and not even the gates of hell can destroy it. It's to Peter first, representing the 12, and then again on Easter to all the 12 whom Jesus gives the gospel and the office of the keys of confession, saying, "Forgive the sins of those who are repentant and declare no forgiveness to those who refuse to apologize." On Maundy Thursday, when our Lord instituted the Lord's Supper, it's Peter who rejects Jesus' comment when he says, I need to go away." Peter asks him and says, "Lord, where are you going?" And Jesus said, "You can't follow me, not right now, but later." And Peter says, "Why not? I will lay down my life for you." And Jesus says to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." When Jesus tells the 12 that the Son of Man is going to be crucified and die, Jesus rebukes Peter, who says, "No way, Lord." And then he tells him, "You're talking like the devil." And then he commands Peter to get behind him. It's Peter that nudges John at the table to ask Jesus who the betrayer is. And that same night, Jesus wants to wash Peter's feet. He tells him, "No, you're not washing my feet." And Jesus said, "If I don't wash you, then you have no part with me. You can't follow me." And then it's Peter that says, "Lord, not my feet only, but my head and my body and my hands too." And Jesus said, "Whoever is washed is clean and needs only to have his feet washed." It's also on Maundy Thursday when Jesus tells Peter that Satan has asked for you to have his way with you, to sift you as wheat. And then Jesus graciously says to him, "But I will pray for you so that your faith will not fail. And when you've returned back to the Lord, strengthen the brethren." When Jesus announced to the 12 that all of them would be made to stumble because of me, it was Peter who spoke up first, and he said, "Lord, even if everyone else is going to run away from you, I won't. I will never deny you." in the garden, it was Peter who cut off Malchus's ear, thinking that Jesus should avoid dying and that violence would be the way of Christ and Christianity. But Jesus heals the guard and tells Peter to put his sword away. For everybody who takes the sword is going to die by the sword. And then he says, "Shall I not drink the cup that my Father has given me?" "Yes, it's for this reason that I've come." And finally, tonight, when everyone was gathered together in the courtyards, it was Peter who had been given one, two, three opportunities to speak a word on behalf of Christ. And while his words of denial were still spewing out of his mouth, the rooster crows. And I'm sure it seemed to Peter like all of time had stopped, because then the head of the Lord turns and he looks at Peter straight in the eyes. And then Peter remembered Jesus' words, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And then Peter goes out and weeps. After Easter, it was also to Peter that Jesus gave the threefold words of forgiveness. Some say to cover up and absolve the three times Peter denied Jesus. He asked him, "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord." "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord." "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord." "Feed my sheep and follow me." Yes, and after hearing that the Lord was raised from the dead, it was Peter who ran neck and neck with John to the tomb on Easter. And stooping into the grave, he saw the grave clothes were folded neatly where his Savior had once laid. And then it was Peter who ran like the dickens to tell all the others that the Lord had risen just as he said. Dear Christian, these things are written so that we can repent and embrace the same forgiveness that Peter received. And when you find yourselves in Peter's shoes, sometimes strong, sometimes weak, God will also bring to our remembrance that the Lord was crucified and was raised again for you. Amen. Peace of God be with you all. Amen.